market just took a huge nosedive. What does it mean? And what does it mean for real estate investors? That's today's quick emergency show. So this is sort of a bonus show to talk about all of the news that's just been coming out around the stock market. We've seen a huge tumble as there are sort of widespread fears about stuff that we have been talking about right here on the show for a number of months now. Is the crash coming? Is the stock market crash coming? Our office is getting a lot of phone calls over the past 24 hours for people looking to move their money out of the stock market into real estate. But let's just talk about some of the numbers here and why this is particularly scary. So we saw 831-point decline yesterday. The market closed down 3.15%. That's huge. That is a massive sell-off. Of course, a lot of the news talking about the Vancouver real estate bubble. I was in Vancouver a couple of years ago. Couldn't believe how overpriced everything was there. Had a lot of foreign investment coming into Canada. The Canadian government saying, look, we got to shut this down. All of this Chinese investing coming into Vancouver. We have the yuan inflation and the election. All of the indexes had their worst day in about 7 years. S&P down about 3% overall. Look, Here's the deal. And if you talk to any experts we've been talking about here on the show over the past number of months, why have we seen gains in the stock market over the past few months? The reason we've even seen some gains is because of people selling stocks short selling. So these are artificial numbers that we've been seeing in the stock market over the past few months. We saw that big decline in the spring, remember? Well, guess what? The gains that we saw as a result of it were from people shorting stocks. Overall, we've seen declines. Amazon, we saw Amazon down significantly. Just looking at these numbers, absolutely crazy. Think about it. 6.5% that they lost, that's almost $200 a share. That's ridiculous. And think about how many things you buy on Amazon on a regular basis. You know, when Amazon is getting hurt like that, that's a big problem. There are big problems ahead. So this volatility right now, this is the thing, right? When you see a 6.5% drop, one of my team members said this to me the other day, said, yeah, you see this big swing in the stock market. Do you think anyone's lowering their rent right now, 6.5%? No. That's why you're seeing a lot of people putting their money into safe harbor assets like real estate and gold and areas where it actually exists. It is a real thing. It actually exists. It's not an artificial stock. Look at Netflix, Alibaba. What's going on here? The Asian VIX is popping. It could be the biggest drop since March. So again, a lot of savvy and smart investors putting their money into stable long-term assets. So again, we've talked about on the show, multifamily investing right now overpriced. Single family residential though, which is at the heart of everything we talk about, is one of the strongest, safest, highest return on investment properties right now in asset classes. Why? It's a tangible asset. People need to rent. Inflation. We're also seeing not only inflationary problems, we're also seeing the bond market. We're also seeing, what else are we seeing? Well, we're seeing these interest rates. So now with this interest rates going up to 5% and higher and another rate hike probably coming later this year, those first-time home buyers are not buying homes. That's what it affects. It affects the first-time home buyer market more than anything else. It does not affect the luxury market, okay? It does not. We've seen this historically. First-time homebuyer market. All you need to do is read John Schaub's great book on how to become a millionaire investor one house at a time. He lays it out. Through ups and downs in the markets, single-family investing smarter than multifamily. And inflation or rates going up across the board, that is going to hit the first-time homebuyer market more than anything else. You want to talk about a bubble. It's not really a bubble, but that's an area that gets hit the hardest. So again, they're not building new single families for rental properties. Still enormous demand for rent. We are a renter nation right now. So if you're thinking about, holy crap, I just took a big dive in the stock market for my retirement account, my 401k, I'm telling you, that's why I got all of my money out of the stock market 2 years ago. This is coming. We're starting to see it. We're seeing it more broadly now, and it's going to get worse. I'm telling you, we're starting to see all of these signs. Don't take my word for it. And don't listen to those yokels on TV. I'm telling you, you watch the big news right now, CEOs of all these big companies coming on and talking about how everything's fine. Okay, we've been here before. We've been here before, folks. So this is just an update on some of the stuff we're seeing overnight from the Asian markets and what's happening right now on these broader indexes. I'm not a stock guy. and I don't purport to be. I got out of the stock market in favor of real estate because of this exact reason. Remember, real estate can never go down to $0 in value. A stock can. And when you see $200 per share wiped away in one afternoon, that's a huge issue. That is a huge issue. So that's just a little update on what we've got going on right now in the markets. We are going to keep our eyes to what's happening in the markets. We're going to have a number of experts here on the show on a regular basis. So if you're not already a subscriber, please subscribe. We try to cover all of those bases here. And look, I'm not just putting it out there because I'm a real estate investor. We saw what happened before. I was a history major in college. You repeat history, okay, if you don't change. We're doomed to repeat it. We're starting to see the same signs again, okay? We have massive amounts of debt, and we're seeing this global trade war that could be coming as a result of the bond market. So problems all around us, okay? Don't ignore them. Don't ignore them. Be prepared, folks. Be smart with your money right now. Be very, very smart with where you're putting your money and what assets you're holding. You should have some cash on hand. Be prepared to pounce and buy some stuff. You should be buying real estate, okay? Buy smart real estate and, you know, put your money into precious metals as well, okay? Real, tangible assets, not fake assets like that exist right now in the stock market, okay? We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks so much for indulging me this afternoon for a little breaking news.